My guest at this time is J. Christian Adams, who formerly worked in the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division. He's the author of the new book, Injustice, Exposing the Racial Agenda of the Obama Justice Department. And he's also the author of the new ebook, available on Kindle, 10 Reasons to Impeach Eric Holder, who, of course, is the Attorney General. We want to get Mr. Adams' insights on a report that came down on Wednesday, and that's that the Justice Department actually spent manpower and money, it seems, to organize rallies designed to demand justice for the killing of Trayvon Martin. At that time, of course, local authorities were declining to file charges against George Zimmerman. That's obviously changed in the meantime. But Mr. Adams, thank you very much for being with us.
Good to be here.
It seems as though from what we've learned in this Freedom of Information Act request is that it was a part of the Justice Department called the Community Relations Service that was involved here. Explain what they're supposed to be doing and what you make of them taking part in essentially organizing rallies here.
Yeah, the Community Relations Service is a half-century-old unit of the Justice Department that is essentially a peacekeeping organization. They go down wherever there's a hot spot, and they're supposed to act as a buffer between the two sides. They're supposed to explain to people how to behave, explain to the opposing sides what to do and what not to do, essentially just to calm things down. And they've been doing this since the 1960s.
And so from what we've learned here, there's a half a dozen different examples here of the CRS spending money to provide support for protest deployment, to work marches, demonstrations, and rallies related to the shooting and death of an African-American teen by a neighborhood watch captain. The amounts here aren't all that excessive. The highest is about $1,300 here, but it happened several times. So what exactly can you tell from this information that the Justice Department through the CRS was doing here?
Well, it looks to me like they sent CRS employees down to Florida to meet with the community groups, the NAACP, various churches, and that's pretty standard. What they will do in those meetings is to encourage people to remain calm, to be an ear, to listen. That's why you have quotes in the Orlando Sentinel of people who attended these meetings leaving them saying, they came here for us. So what's troubling about it is that justice only showed up after jokers like New Black Panther Malik Zulu Shabazz were holding press conferences demanding bounties be put on George Zimmerman's head. Did Community Relations Service come down and lecture Malik Zulu Shabazz about such incendiary language? I very much doubt it. This is the same Malik Zulu Shabazz whom I sued in federal court and Eric Holder cut loose in the voter intimidation case out of Philadelphia. So, like so many other things with this Justice Department, the Community Relations Service seems to be on one side stoking racial resentment.
As you look at this, the question pops into my mind. Could it be interpreted that they knew Shabazz and others were making these vehement arguments for charges to be filed against George Zimmerman, and they wanted to make sure that didn't get out of line? Or is it pretty clear to you, based on not only what we know from this FOIA request, but also from your experience with the Justice Department, that they were part of the advocacy here?
The Justice Department is full of people who sympathize with the prosecution in the Martin case. I wrote a piece at PJ Media that describes a poster, a racially inflammatory poster that's hanging on the door of an employee at the voting section right this very minute. So, you know, the fact that there are sympathetic people in the department is nothing new. Tom Perez, the Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights and the Labor Secretary nominee, got involved early in this case. Holder spoke up. The president invoked racial code. Actually, it wasn't so much code. It was open about Trayvon Martin looking like me. I mean, this has been a Justice Department that should have kept its hands off things in Florida, but instead seemed to pour gasoline on the fire.
Christian, before we let you go here, you and I have obviously talked about the New Black Panther voting story from 2008 and the Justice Department essentially rubbing that case off the books. And other cases, photo ID to vote and that sort of thing, lots of other cases over the past few years. Where does this stack up, in your opinion, in inappropriate activity from this Justice Department?
Look, their involvement was sort of haphazard and clumsy. They probably should not have been there. They shouldn't have played a role. But here's the troubling thing. In all of the other scandals involving the Civil Rights Division, usually what happens is a state like South Carolina gets blocked from their voter ID or a business gets sued. In this particular case, however, an innocent man might go to prison. And that raises the level of the Justice Department taking sides to a whole new mode of misbehavior that Eric Holder in the past had not even done.
Christian, thank you very much for your time, as always.
Sure thing. Take care.
J. Christian Adams, a former attorney in the Civil Rights Division of the U.S. Justice Department. He is the author of Injustice, Exposing the Racial Agenda of the Obama Justice Department, and the new ebook, 10 Reasons to Impeach Eric Holder. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.